Listen to four tour guides talking about pictures in the National Portrait Gallery in London. You see, this is an important portrait because this is the first one in which you can see this very pale face with the red hair. In all the later portraits of her, you will see the pale face. It gives her a very young look. People found a pale, young look very beautiful in the 16th century. The background is very dark, but if you look closely, you can maybe see a crown next to the queen, there on this table. This shows how powerful she is, just sitting there in her huge red dress. She really was one of the most important British rulers.
Now, look at that picture. Isn't that one handsome? Almost bald, with that grumpy look. Now, to be fair, he was already dead when this picture was made. And many people say it's not a good work of art. His head seems too big for his body, but of course we don't see much, only a smaller part of the upper body. When I look at this portrait, I get the feeling that he looks really tired. But no wonder. This one wrote about 40 plays and more than 150 poems. Of course, there are many, many other portraits of the most important writer in the English language. He doesn't look that bad in all of them.
Oh, you wouldn't believe what kind of life this woman had when you look at this portrait. She looks almost happy with her little smile. Well, who would have thought that she would become the mother of the well-known Queen Elizabeth I? In this painting, she is wearing this kind of hood, which was very fashionable in her time. We don't know who the artist was, but the painter painted her with this long face, the brown eyes and the long, thin nose, and the necklace with the bee that tells us who she is. Anne Boleyn, King Henry VIII's second wife. You know, the King Henry.
Let's have a look at one of the earlier portraits. Now, in this painting, he is not bald yet. We see a young king. Henry was about 30 years old when this was made. What we can see in the portrait is how the king is putting a ring on his finger. The artist wanted to show that Henry VIII was very religious. But as you know, later he would create a new religion. Well, you also know that Henry had six wives. One was the famous Anne Boleyn, their daughter, Queen Elizabeth I.